Simon Pachuk Tezvav. Tzuv Tez, the Machaber says, Yisrael Shashigar Doron L'Chaveiro Alidei Eni Yehudi Me'erev Yom Tov. If a Jew sends something to his friend using a non-Jew as a messenger on Erev Yom Tov, V'nesakev Eni Yehudi, and the Eni Yehudi got hung up, V'viyam B'Yom Tov Michotzotchum, and he brought it on Yom Tov from outside of the Tchum, Mutter Afilu L'mi Shehu B'Bishvilo La'achum, and even the person who was brought for is allowed to eat that food, and we don't make the gzeira. Maybe he'll come to tell the non-Jew to do l'chatchila, because that's only true when the non-Jew is bringing it for a Jew. But here, where the non-Jew has no shaychus to it, he doesn't even know who the Jew is, so then we're not afraid that that's going to happen. The poskim also say that this is only when the non-Jew got held up on the way. But if the person who sent it knew that it was impossible for the non-Jew to get there before Yom Tov started, then it's usher to eat for the person who was brought for, and b'chtei she'yase, he would have to wait because it was done be'isser. Furthermore, even when we say that if he got held up, that it's mutter for the Jew to eat it, if the gift is something which could have been detached on Yom Tov from the tree or something like that, so then maybe there's a concern that the non-Jew might have switched it with a lower level thing which was actually cut off on Yom Tov, and therefore you can't take it unless it was sealed and you know for sure that this is the item that the Jew sent you, since we have a concern that maybe the non-Jew detached something from the tree on Yom Tov and switched that instead, which he would now be benefiting from Muksa. The Machaber continues, even though it's mutter for him to eat it, but you're not allowed to carry it outside because of the Tchumen issues. This is only if he knew that he was getting it from his friend before Yom Tov, so there's no issue of Muksa. But if he didn't know about this heading into Yom Tov, so then then there's Muksa issues. Because anything that belongs to a Jew needs preparation beforehand, and he didn't know this was coming, so he didn't have it in mind, so no one's allowed to benefit from it because of Muksa. The Mishnah Berurah does quote some who are mekel that Muksa is not shayach over here because the owner of the object did not make it Muksa. And the Das Bailim, the owner of the object, was planning on giving it to someone to eat. And Mitzad, the person who's getting it, is definitely not Muksa, because it should be no different than any other Peros Hefker or something like that, which came from outside of the Tchum. So therefore, it should really, there are some who are Mekil and say that it should not be Muksa in this situation. There are some who are Mekil even more and say that you can't call it Muksa, because it's not like the guy said, I'm putting it in a place where I'm not going to use it. It's just he wanted to use it. It was just because the person who he was sending it to lived so far away. So that's not called Muksa in that situation. Simen Tav Kuf Tes Zayin Din Ezedvarim Utarin L'Shalach B'Yom Tov Sefal If Mutar L'Shalach Chavir B'Yom Tov Behema Chayev Of. You're allowed to send on Yom Tov an animal or a bird, Afilu Chayim, even alive, V'Yenos Shmanos Uslasos Ukitnios, or any of these types of foods, these are all mutter. And even though you're not allowed to give a gift on Shabbos or Yom Tov, we said earlier in Siman Shin Vav that something which is a Torah Shabbos or Yom Tov is mutter, so that's why you're allowed to send these gifts, because it's something that he can benefit from on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah adds, it must be talking about a behema which is not used for eggs or something like that, because then it would be muksa. So it must be, we're talking about something which is ro'i for shchita, and therefore it is not muksa, and you can't send it on Yom Tov.